3 days later, we were back in Baker Street together, but it was evident that my friend would be much the better for a change, and the thought of a week of springtime in the country was full of attractions to me also. My old friend, Colonel Hayter, who had come under my professional care in Afghanistan, had now taken a house near Reigate in Surrey, and had frequently asked me to come down to him upon a visit. On the last occasion, he had remarked that if my friend would only come with me, he would be glad to extend his hospitality to him also. A little diplomacy was needed, but when Holmes understood that the establishment was a bachelor one, and that he would be allowed the fullest freedom, he fell in with my plans, and a week after our return from Lyons, we were under the colonel's roof. Hayter was a fine old soldier who had seen much of the world, and he soon found, as I had expected, that Holmes and he had much in common. On the evening of our arrival, we were sitting in the colonel's gunroom after dinner. Holmes stretched upon the sofa, while Hayter and I looked over his little armoury of firearms. "By the way," said he suddenly, "I think I'll take one of these pistols upstairs with me, in case we have an alarm."
"An alarm?" said I.
"Yes, we had a scare in this part lately. Old Acton, who is one of our county magnates, had his house broken into last Monday.